Hello?
Hey, Bruce. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I got a message from Jasmine. I picked it up this morning. Wanted to give you guys a call back. What can I do for you?
The people there were saying that what I had sent was the help verify my Google, whatever they're doing to verify the Google. They
okay.
Needed my business license, and the picture wasn't clear enough because where we was at, it was a dark day.
Okay.
We took it in the truck, so I didn't know it until I talked to the guy. That it wasn't easy. We went on the page and tried to
access
the dashboard and seen that the Google listing wasn't verified, but we had got an email previously saying it was. And so we just wanted to make sure that when them 45 days up, we run pretty strong business. I'm working now. I work.
Good.
But
good.
What we wanna do is make sense of the matter. When those 45 days up, I would like to be trying to get some kind of, I'm a salesperson. I'd be working
good.
If I work where you was at, because I'd prove myself with ratings and references and answer for a little
right.
Job. You can trust me. My point is, I just need the people getting before me. And
yes.
I don't need it to take 3 months if it can take a month and a half.
Exactly.
I wish I would have knew the first minute the way it went down. And I'm not, man, I'm just talking now. Please don't. No, I don't make.
No, no worries. No worries.
It looked like when I changed the payment around the other day, the guy went and found out why Google had not did what they needed to do.
Gotcha.
Okay. The payment around, I got other payments coming in for the business. And what I'm trying to do is get the business. I even take my skills off. They pay for themselves. And so anything I do has to, I need to get it trying to yield something.
Exactly.
So, I think you a salesperson, so I don't even think you work with all of that. But if you do try to, whoever can try to get them where they get whatever they need to get right, so it'll be right. So we got advertisement. We got people calling or clicking or whatever's going to go on. So I can do my thing. I'm a seller. You get them before me, I'll get the business.
Right.
Sure it is.
Exactly. You need the opportunity to get in front of them. Absolutely.
I need some calls. I need my
Absolutely.
Phone clicking. At least 3 calls a week. I can get 5 calls a week out of you guys. I'll up the program. I put some money on it. If this is recording,
gotcha.
You can go back and put the day I said it. If it can get to we'll double it because I want more advertising than I got.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, something for you to think about, too. We could add Facebook ads. They've been really powerful for businesses to get more business in. If you've got even if you don't have a Facebook business page, we'll help you set one up. And
they already did that. Guys already did that.
Perfect. So we're not running ads, though. Okay. So that's actually, you're in the perfect spot. So what we would do, if you wanted to up it by 100, every single month, we go and buy $100 in Facebook ad credits for you. We write the ads, run them, target them, manage them. All you have to do is gather the inbound that comes from them. One of the really cool things that I love about the Facebook ads now is the retargeting. I don't remember if you and I talked about that or not.
Not that level. We just got talked about getting started.
Okay. So do you know the term retargeting or retargeting of ads? Does that ring a bell?
Nope. I know. It does.
Okay. Most people don't know it by name, but we've all pretty much experienced it. A couple of weeks ago, I needed jeans. My local store didn't have ones long enough. So I went on to Wrangler.com and I ordered them. And ever since then, I've had ads following me everywhere I go. My Google feed, my Amazon.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Wall.
I buy a boat bar and it does that.
Yeah, and ads for jeans, exactly. So with the Facebook ads, your ads get retargeted the same way and just displayed in front of people. The cool thing is about those ads that follow you around or that follow other people around is they don't cost you anything as the advertiser. It's all just free branding and free impressions. So what it does is it puts you in front of them that magical 5 to 12 times before they buy. And then you don't pay anything against your ad credits until they click on your ad to call you. And by then, it's almost as if they know you, like you, and trust you already because they've seen your ad so many times. They get going, oh, hey, this Bruce is the real deal. I'm going to get this done now. And then they're able to click and call you. And then those clicks, when they do click through, are between 5 and 50 cents against your $100. So super,
what
super
I
cheap.
Do.
Okay.
And God knows you definitely, I'm my phone ain't, I'm going to tell the truth, my phone ain't charged up, and I don't want it to cut off on you. I'm getting ready
no
to
problem.
It. And here's what I wanted to do. Get with the team.
Uh-huh.
Let's try to get something moving with what we have. And
yep.
Then you
agreed. Know absolutely.
As soon as we get to selling something, I want that done. I want to
see
that work as a team until I got the type of business flowing that I got more trucks running, not just mine. So that's not something we're not going to do, but it's something
okay.
We're going to do in the next, depending on how the advertising begins to work, the next 30 to 45 days. Then why I say 30? Because if it does good the first 10, 15 days of me getting business, I'm going to switch right back up and say, hey, look, what's your name again?
My name.
Hello?
Yes.
What's your name again?
This is Gail. That's
Gail.
All right. It's Gail.
That's what I'm after. I'm after taking what I've got, using it for a moment, and then switching up, adding more to it. So
you got it.
That's the thing I want to get the advertising that should be functioning in 30 to 45 days, getting it where Google has done what they needed to do. And from that,
I'm taking notes as we speak.
You know, because that's not
yeah.
It's not working quite the way we talked about. And I know that things happen. I'm not like some people. Some of my customers are so rough with me. I like, sir, we didn't see that it was rotten wood under the siding. And we got to fix the walls, and you got to spray for termites. We got to wait to that set. You know what I'm saying? I understand stuff happens.
Right, right.
If they can let me know if that's sufficient, what I sent them Sunday or Saturday, then I can go head on and do what I need to do to get it better sufficient instead of drifting and payments coming, doing it drifting. And I want to try to get it where it's doing what it's supposed to do so we can start
right.
Talking about a bigger budget and things and go on and get where it need to get at. That's what I did with Home Advisor. Home Advisor would do one thing, and then they had so much business coming. I said, well, let me spend $500 more with them on this because I knew that I was going to make that type of money. It was
right,
not a
right.
Think it was a no. You knew that you wanted to get all the calls answered. And I'm just trying to get back to that place since I stopped using them.
You got it.
Okay. So anyway.
No problem. So I just messaged them. I'm going to have them check and then call you, or they may text too, but I'm going to ask them to call. And yes, I'll get them going. I'll light a fire. You got it, Bruce.
Sounds good. And then what we'll do is we'll talk as soon as I see stuff coming in. And you can check my clicks. You'll know. And then
we can
talk again and we can get some more advertising going. Okay. Thanks.
You got it. You got it. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate you.